Welcome to the Light, Hope, and Healing podcast, where we discuss why you have stress, anxiety, pain, illness, and how to heal from it. I am your host, Tracy Gorick. My background is a healing coach, energy healer, spiritual mentor, intuitive, and channel. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. This week's topic is why it's important to let go of expectations of how others' life should be. It's funny because the first time I started to record the podcast and I was doing it, why it's important to let go of expectations of how your life should be. And I was like, no, that's not right. So I had to stop and redo and think about it. And that's what I came up with. What I'm trying to get across, it's letting go of other expectations you have for others' lives, and maybe even specifically your children, because that's where you're most likely gonna have an expectation and really feel like you have a say in it, is for your children. Now, when they're, even when they're younger, it's, you gotta let them be where they're at, right? If they don't want to play the sport, don't let them play the sport. I remember I had my children in soccer, and they all liked it okay. My youngest didn't end up liking it, and I remember trying to force him to do it. And finally, by the third child, I was understanding, you want to let them do what they want to do. You don't want to have your expectations out there for what they should be doing, because everybody's playing soccer, right? I mean, everybody we knew was playing soccer. And he didn't like it, and so I released, and I took him out, and he didn't play soccer. And let me tell you, my life was way more freeing once I did that. So let's fast forward to now my children are all adults. They're all 19 and above. And gosh, one's going to be 20 pretty soon. So my youngest will be 20. And you have these expectations of how you want their lives to be, because now they're adults, right? And this is a little bit of a twist on it, because I've learned from that moment with my child. Now I still learned more as they got older on letting go of my expectations and letting them be and have the life that they need and want. Their soul knows what they need, right? But this recently happened where I had an expectation. Things were going right for all, or really good for all my children. We'd had some ups and downs, you know, getting through their traumas and overcoming some of their traumas, and me, you know, apologizing for the parts I've had in that, etc. So we'd had some ups and downs with that, but things were going really good, and things seemed really good. And then something happened where I'll say expectations of how I thought the life would be fell off. Like something happened and it kind of fell apart. And I had to really sit back, because I keep wanting to talk to them and say, well, are you sure that's what you want to do? But then I catch myself and I step back. I'm like, no, they know what they need and want. They know. And even if they do it wrong, or if it's not the right thing for them to do, they still have to do it. And even if they fail, they have to do it and experience it, right? Because if we try to keep stopping them from making mistakes, they'll never learn from them. They'll never know for themselves if it is the right thing for them to do or not. So you can use this across the board with everything, even if it's family, if it's friends, or whatever. It's not our place to decide what is right for them. It's not our place to have expectations of what their life should be like. It's not our place to even have expectations of what their life should be like. It's just not. Everyone has to experience life for themselves. And if they're not allowed to experience life for themselves, they're never going to learn. They're never going to know what their soul or their life is really supposed to be or supposed to go. They have to do it for themselves. And they have to try and fail before they will know what is for them. So I think I did a podcast a while back that was, you have to try and fail on healing. You have to try and fail in everything in life. You have to let people make the mistakes in order to learn from them. Because if they don't make mistakes, they're never going to truly understand if that was the right thing for them to do, right? They know if it was a mistake. They know if they did something that was a mistake for that, they'll learn and know. But if it seems like it's always correct and people are always showing them, no, this is what you should do, they're never going to learn for themselves and they're never going to know they have the strength and the power to do things, right? So it's about letting others just be where they're at, letting others make their choices without trying to stop them from making those choices. Because everybody needs to make their own choices. And we were meant to come in here and fail. We were meant to come and make mistakes because that's how we learn. Boy, that was a hard one for me to understand and learn. And it's a hard one for a lot of people because it comes up a lot in sessions lately for people that don't be afraid to fail. And don't be afraid to let others fail. Because that's how they're going to learn. And we're here. We're here to experience this and learn from it, right? That's what we're basically what's going on here on Earth. We're here to experience and learn from it. And when you can look at that and really understand that, it's an amazing feeling because it's pretty freeing. And it's pretty freeing when you can sit back and let others do what they think they need to do for themselves, even if it is the wrong thing. And here, I'm here to tell you, just because you think it might be the wrong thing, it really might not. You don't know their soul journey. You're not allowed to know their soul journey. That's for them to know. Them and their higher self and God, source, whatever you believe in. That's all who needs to know. It's not for you to know. So it's not for you to judge and it's not for you to stop them from doing anything. So just keep that in mind and that'll help you and them on the healing journey. And it'll make life so much easier for you when you can just sit back and let others do and make mistakes. All right, so that's what I have for today. I want to mention that I have several ways that you can work with me. I have a membership group, which is $9.99 a month, and I have other ways like sessions you can have, etc. All the links are below in the description if you feel like you need more help on your healing journey. So let's get ready for the healing meditation. If you are driving or using heavy machinery, you need to stop listening to the podcast now because we are going to be doing a healing meditation and the energy is very powerful and can make you sleepy and lose concentration. Come back when you stop driving or using the heavy equipment and enjoy the healing meditation. All right, let's get ready for the healing meditation. I want you to close your eyes. Go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it. And exhale. Another deep breath in. Hold it. And exhale. And one last deep breath in. Hold it. This time on the exhale, relax your whole body. All right, I want you to imagine this blue light coming in the top of your head and this red light coming up from your root chakra, both going to your heart. So the blue is coming down to your heart and the red is coming up to your heart. Those two colors are going to blend and make violet. I want you to imagine this violet light spreading out throughout your body. It's getting larger and larger. It's going up into your head. It's clearing and cleansing and purifying anything that no longer serves you. It's going down your arms, down into your solar plexus, and your sacral, and then down to your root and down both legs, all the way down to your feet. And once it fills up your physical body, that violet color flame is going to spread out into your energy, filling up your aura, cleansing, clearing, and purifying everything. All right, now I want you to imagine this gold light coming down from God, Source, whatever your belief is. It's going down into your heart. You're going to imagine that light just spreading, just like we did with the violet flame, spreading out up into your head, neck, shoulders, down your arms, your chest, your solar plexus, your sacral, your root, now down both legs. And again, as it fills up your body, now it's going to fill up your aura, your whole energy. So you're just surrounded and in this gold light. Now I want you to imagine this blue light coming into the top of your head. It's going down to your heart, and this blue light's coming, and then it's going to come up from your root also, chakra, and meeting in your heart. So it's coming down from your crown chakra and your root chakra, and then it's meeting in your heart. These blue lights are going to start twirling in counterclockwise direction. You're going to imagine them going into a look like a tornado, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger until it's as big as your whole body. Once it's as big as your whole body, I want you to imagine an X at the end of this tornado. You're disconnecting from anything that is no longer serving your highest and best with this. All right, now again, I want you to imagine this gold light coming into the top of your head. It's filling up your heart again. This time, what we're going to do is we're going to send healing energy to those that have harmed you. And if you've been with me for a while, you know we do this to heal for you, right? So I want you to send this healing energy from your heart to them, but only to right at the edge of them, because you can't force healing on them. But you want to put it there so if they want it, they can take it. This is to heal for you, not for them. You don't have to be around them, hang around them, talk to them. It's up to you. But you need to heal it for you. So send that healing now from you to them and heal all the situations that happened that have hurt you. And now, when you feel that's done, I want you to do the same thing for those you may have harmed. And if you can't think of it, just do it with the intention that it goes to those you may have harmed. Same thing, send the healing from you to them, just to the edge of their energy, so they can decide if they want it or not. And this is helping for you to heal. And them also. Now I want you to send gold light. You're going to bring it down from the top of your head to your heart. Send gold light to those people in your family. Now I want you to add sending gold light to those in your city. And now send gold light to those in your state. And now send gold light to everyone in your country. And now send gold light to everyone around the world. All right, when you feel that's done, bring the gold light back into your heart. And I'm going to send healing energy now to you, so sit back and relax, and I will send it now. If you feel any twitching throughout your body, it's just the energy breaking blockages. So just relax through it. Okay, go ahead and take a deep breath in now. Hold it. And this time on the exhale, release everything that came up for you that needs to be released. Open your eyes. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. All right, that's what I have for today. Go have a great day. Go do something you love, something that brings you joy and lifts you up. Do at least one thing every day that you love to do. And then do at least one thing of self-care every day. Drink tea, Epsom salt bath, pray, meditate, whatever it is. Do at least one self-care every day. And then look for the good in everything. Look for the good everywhere in everything. And when you see something good in somebody, say it to them. And write 10 things you're grateful for. Do these things, and I promise you, you're going to start to see a difference in your life. So that's all I have for today. I love you all. Have a great day, and I will see you soon. Bye.